There's a verse I want to start with in the New Testament. It's a great verse. This is Yeshua in his final words that he was saying just before his crucifixion. John chronicles his prayers to his Father. And within those prayers, it says, "The glory which you, my Father, have given me, I have also given them." And that's an amazing verse. And if you think about it, it's almost hard for us to comprehend even what that means, that the glory given to Yeshua is given to us. But the glory and the power that and that goodness and the blessing that God gave to Yeshua, it says that he gives to us. So today I want to dig into this a little bit in a way that you may not have ever heard, in a way that just makes me want to jump and shout and just be so grateful to the Lord for pulling up a wretch like me and saving me with his amazing grace. So this message goes out to the wretches out there who have been saved. Thank you, Father. So I often say that the greatest way to understand much of the New Testament is through the lens of the Old. When you read the New Testament without a full understanding, there's enormous eternal revelation we get from it. But in a way, it's almost like a puzzle without pieces connected in there. It's almost like a puzzle with certain spaces in there. And in that is blessing. You know, you can look at the pictures that are in the puzzle that you put together and be very, very blessed by it. But once you fill in those extra blanks, there's greater revelation and greater reality and a fuller story that the gospel writers were intended to tell us. So I want to go to a story, and you'll know why I'm going to it, from our Torah portion, which speaks about leprosy a lot. So this is from Matthew 8. Now this is the chronicle of when this one leper, a funny word, right? Leper. Veronica's shaking her head. I could see it out of my peripheral vision. You know, goes to Yeshua and said, if you will cleanse me, if you can cleanse me, will you cleanse me? And Yeshua said, it is my will for me to cleanse you. And so this story of Yeshua and the leper is in all of the synoptic gospels. It's in Matthew, it's in Mark, and it's in Luke. So this is Matthew's version of it. When Yeshua came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. This is the mountain, this is the Sermon on the Mount. After he gave that sermon. And a man with leprosy came to him and bowed before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Yeshua reached out with his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, Yeshua healed many people in the scripture. Healed many in the gospel accounts. There are many people. He healed a paralytic. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf. He healed the deaf. He healed the lame. He healed many people. But this doesn't say healed. Even though this person was healed of his disease, he was what? He was cleansed. And that means something. It means something. Because let me tell you something. There are many diseases you can get, obviously, right? But there's one disease that the Torah actually mentions. And it's amazing that Yeshua came down from the mountain to reach him, because I believe that the mountain always represents a higher place, almost like in heaven. And Yeshua did not consider equality with God something to be clung onto, but he lowered himself and became a man. And when I see him coming down the mountain to a leper and touching a leper, this is the mercy of the Lord, who said, "You know what? I could stay on the mountain and preach, but I'm going to come down the mountain to the level of the wretch, and I will touch you there." So, if you are willing, make me clean. Yeshua reached out his hand and touched him. You know, it's against Torah actually to touch a leper. You know, you become unclean when you touch something that is ritually unclean. But Yeshua was like, "I can't become unclean. Here's one way to clean somebody. I will bring my cleanliness into that person." So he touches the leper, doing something that actually is forbidden in Torah. And then he says, "I'm willing, be cleansed." And he healed him from his leprosy, cleansed him from his leprosy. And that story in and of itself, we can learn so much from it. We can glean so much from it. But I want to submit to you right now, when we take a look at the story of the leper in the Torah, and we say, if we can draw a conclusion that leper is the same leper that we see in the Torah, And the leprosy that we see in this one man that came to Yeshua is the same leprosy that we see in the Torah. If we could make that connection, the story of this leper that's in the Gospels becomes very, very full and much and with greater understanding and revelation and things that pertain to us as well in amazing, amazing ways. So let's go into our Torah portion to read about lepers. Come on, somebody. Everybody came in here for a sermon about lepers. Glory. The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang loose. Okay, so he's supposed to look disheveled. Okay, he's supposed to look disheveled. Right? So take, you know, they're supposed, so this leper was supposed to leave his hair gel behind, his comb, his brush, you know, his shampoo, all these things, leave it behind, just kind of look disgusting, right? And it says, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean. Now, this is a very sad state. Now, there are many, certainly there are many illnesses that you could have had at that point. You know, what would COVID-19 be called in the year 1500 BC? COVID what? COVID 1500 BC or something like that, right? So, you know, they could have had the flu or a common cold or whatever it is, or strep throat, all these things, these viruses certainly were going around, but there's only one virus that the Torah actually explicitly talks about, and that is this leprosy, which tells us that it's not just a physical sickness, or else why isn't it talking about other contagious diseases like the flu? It's a spiritual sickness, and we're going to get there. So this leper had to go around covering his upper lip and crying out, unclean, 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 and he shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. He shall live alone, which means that leper in the Gospels actually wasn't doing what he was supposed to. He's supposed to be outside the camp, kind of living alone until he's pronounced clean. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. So I want to submit to you that this leper is the most unwanted, unlovable, untouchable wretch in all of Israel. In fact, he was supposed to announce his uncleanliness. He was actually supposed to walk around going, unclean, 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 which is a sign and a signal for everybody to stay away. And it's interesting that he had to cover his upper lip. You know, covering his upper lip, I think, is a biblical way. Of doing this. Does this mask make my ears look big? Like the guy from Mad Magazine, you know? Boy, remember these, huh? But it's almost like, so in the natural, it was, you know, you don't cover your lower lip, right? That's like the people that walk around, you know. Oh, I can't even do it. You know, hi, how you doing? You know, welcome to the store, right? Like, that does a lot of good. So, you know, that's covering your lower lip. But he's supposed to cover his upper lip. Because if you cover your upper lip, you're covering your whole... This is sort of like in the natural, this is sort of the Torah way of saying, you know, I don't want to give my virus out. I don't want to shed my virus, right? The bacterium, right? So, you know, but it's interesting that they were supposed to announce their uncleanliness. So everybody's supposed to say, okay, that guy's unclean. I don't want to become unclean. I'm going to move away from this person. But remember, Yeshua went to that person and touched him. Isn't that amazing? Everybody is supposed to walk away from this person. I don't want to get what he's got. Everybody walks away from this person. Yeshua comes close. I always envision it like Yeshua at this place where all the religious Jewish people are all doing their Baruch Atahs, just like we do it. Baruch Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. You're doing all these things, and all of a sudden, in the background, all of a sudden in the distance, Yeshua hears, unclean, unclean, unclean. So if this leper from the Gospels was doing what he was supposed to be doing, he might not have been. He should have been yelling out, unclean, I'm unclean. So everybody would stay away except Yeshua. And I see Yeshua amidst all the holy prayers, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu, all these things. And all of a sudden he hears unclean. and he kind of serpentines around all of the people doing their beautiful religious prayers, and he makes a beeline for that one that's unclean. That's just how I see it. That's just how I see it. So he is unwanted. He is, you ever hear of the show America's Most Wanted? The leper is Israel's most unwanted. You can't be near this person. He's supposed to live alone. He's the most isolated. This message today goes to those who feel isolated. This message goes to they who feels the most unlovable, the most misunderstood, the most feel like nobody wants to be around you. This message goes to you. Yeshua makes a beeline for you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. If you feel a little separate from people, all you got to do is do this. You know, unclean, unclean, unclean. And Yeshua comes. Do you hear me? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. But it's not just an illness. And this is what I want you to know. And this is very, very important. Leprosy, spiritual leprosy. Remember, the Bible could have spoken about the flu and COVID negative, you know, minus, 1500 BCE or 3500, whatever it is. It could have done that. It doesn't. It could have spoken about the flu, but it doesn't. It could have spoken about the common cold, but it doesn't. It speaks about this, and it means that it's not just a virus that they were shedding when they were with people. It's not just a physical virus or a sickness or a bacteria, thank you, that they're married to a nurse, that was coming forth, that they needed to stay away from people. There's something else. Now, the Hebrew word for leper is metzora. 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 And there's revelation when you break this down into two words. The first word is metz or motzi, to bring forth. For those coming to the Passover Seder, there's a section called the Motzi Matzah, to bring forth the matzah. So Mem Tzadik is to bring forth. But what's the word? Remember, it reads from right to left. So what's the next word? Evil. Bringing forth evil. So there is no, we see a lot in the New Testament, was this person sick because he was sinning, right? We see people asking Yeshua, was he sick because he's sinning? And Yeshua had to address that in certain cases. But the concept of being sick and sinful comes from this leper, comes from what the Bible says about this leper. And the sickness that this leper has is gossip. It's speaking negatively about others and letting that permeate through the community. And why do we see that? We see that in the story of Miriam. So there's one place in the book of Numbers where Miriam and Aaron are going, you know, they had a problem with Moses' wife. She was an Ethiopian wife. And who knows why they had a problem with her. But, you know, they're like, well, you know, Moses married this Cushite. Cushite. That's Ethiopia. Cushite. And, you know, why is Moses elevating himself? Aren't we all... So she started to permeate all of this negativity, and God came down. And this is when God said, you know, my servant Moses is not like others. He's the most humble man on earth, you know. And it's when the cloud lifted, Miriam was leprous. She had leprosy. So the conclusion came about in Judaism that leprosy is associated with speaking gossip. Speaking gossip. About causing negativity and not just keeping it to yourself, not just your negative opinions, but going to somebody else. So, like, let me give you an example. You know, like Rabbi Brian. You know, let me tell you what's not gossip. Well, Rabbi Brian, here's one. I've actually gotten this. People have told me this before. People have come to me and said, Rabbi Brian, I don't get enough New Testament here. No. Don't say, oh, how dare people. I'm serious. You know, if somebody comes to me and they come to me directly with feedback, I'm like, Baruch Hashem, give me the feedback. Now, I will lift it all before the Lord. And I'll tell you one thing I learned. Somebody can barf all over me all this negativity. I will seek the Lord for the 0.001% that might be from him. If there's anything from this I need to grow from. But if somebody gives me feedback, you know, whatever it is, you know, there's not enough New Testament. I feel it's too much Torah. You know, I took that one back. I said, you know what? That's a really good point. I want to make sure that the whole Bible is the Word of God, not just the first five books of Moses. I know there's a focus on it because it was lost, you know, primarily in church world. You know, it's sort of at the periphery. You know, but the whole Bible is the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So, yeah, that's great feedback. That's great feedback. And coming to me and saying that, there's no problem with that at all. There's no problem at all with that. You know what is a problem? Come on up. Come on up. So, Brandon, what was the scripture verse that Rabbi Brian spoke about this week? I'm testing.
Leviticus 13.
And what was it last week? Do you remember?
Leviticus 9.
I mean, isn't the Bible like the more than just the Torah? I mean, don't you think? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we just need to pray. I just feel that Rabbi Brian just might be too hyper-focused on the Torah and not anything else. What do you think? I'll be Brandon. Yes, I totally agree. What's wrong with Rabbi Brian? Let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Let's bring some. Lou, can you come on up for a second? Lou does this great. He loves this. Lou, you know, Brandon and I were noticing that, you know, Rabbi Brian, he speaks about, you know, the Torah. He's got his acting face on. I love it. It's from his working at the PPAC. Yeah, so, you know, Rabbi Brian's been, you know, he chats about talks about the Torah way too much. You know, I think he's missing a lot. What do you think?
Not our Rabbi Brian.
Oh, okay. That's it. Thank you. That wasn't what he was supposed to say. He was supposed to say, yeah, you're right. And all of a sudden, this thing, all of a sudden is now, you guys can sit. And this thing is now like a virus because it's starting to infect others. And then if they start going, you know what's a great example of this? Korah. You know, Korah went to Moses with 250 people. And we are introduced to that when they first came to Moses and said, who made you boss? And who made Aaron boss? We're all holy. But we don't know what brought it to that. But if we reverse engines a little bit, like, you know, like just like Steffi had the fast forward graphic, if we had a reverse graphic, a rewind graphic, you know, we would see Korah there going, why is Moses elevating his own brother to the high priest? Like, that seems very nepotistic to me. Like, why is he doing that? You know, and then he goes to Dathan and Abiram, you know, like, what do you think's happening here? You know, I think we need to pray for Moses. You know, he's elevating himself. I think Moses has an issue of pride. Let's pray about it. You know, oh, let's bring more people. And all of a sudden, it goes to 250 people. That is leprosy. That is spiritual leprosy. So if you come to me and you say, Rabbi Brian, I just want to bring this forth humbly. I think we need a little more New Testament here. I'll bring it before the Lord. And it might be a yes, I agree, or it might be, I think we're good. And that's the hard part. Because what are you going to do with it when I say, I think we're good? Are you going to go to others? If you're going to others and saying, Rabbi Brian is not doing such and such, I got a gift for you. You are a leper. A spiritual leper. And if you don't like that, that sounds too harsh. Take it up with the Bible. Well, I don't like the song selection. You know what's holy? Going to us and saying, I think we need more songs about such and such. You know what's not holy? I don't know, Mike. What do you think about the songs? I think they lack a little of this and that. You know, let's and you start to spread that around. If you're doing that, I got a gift for you. You're a leper. A spiritual leper. And if you think that's harsh, take it up with the Bible. So this is what is happening with leprosy, with the lepers, that they are not only sick physically, they're sick sinfully, and they're spreading the virus around the camp. This is why they needed to be quarantined. This is why they needed to be quarantined. And the Bible doesn't say people with COVID or flu or whatever it is. Now, it's a special note. It's very good. If you do know you're sick, it's good to stay home. You know, special announcement. But the Bible doesn't say, like, if you have the flu or you have the COVID or you have a cold or you have whatever it is, or like a quarantine. It speaks about this. Why? Because it's spiritual sickness that is spreading around the camp. And why do you think that the healing of it, the declaration of healing of this, doesn't come from a doctor? It comes from the high priest. It's spiritual. So now we learn a little bit more about this leper that said, if you're willing, make me clean. He came before Yeshua, not just with a physical sickness, but a spiritual sickness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who heals my diseases and forgives our sins. Psalm 103. He does both. He forgives our sins and heals our diseases. Aren't we blessed that we have a Mashiach, a Messiah, that heals our diseases and forgives our sins? So he comes before Yeshua not only in a place of physical sickness, but of spiritual sickness. The story of the leper is the gospel story. The story of the metzora, the leper, metzora, is the gospel story. Hey, in fact, the Hebrew word for gospel, is the besora, the good news, besora. So this is the besora of the metzora. Drop mic. You got it? You get all this? So now let's go to the end of this. And this is where I really, before I skedaddle, this is where I get excited. Because I'm with you. I'm a wretch. And this is what I think is just so moving. Remember, we started with this verse, the glory you, Father, give to me, I give to them. We're going to look in a way that this happens in a miraculous, marvelous way. So Yeshua goes to this leper and says, see that no one, you tell no one, but go, show yourself to the priest and present the offering that Moses commanded as a testimony to them, right? So we see in our Torah portion what the leper had to do when he went to the high priest. When the high priest declared him clean, that ceremony that made him clean, that pronounced him clean, what he had to do. Now, I'm going to take a little bit of a step back. We're doing a lot of... Let me take a step back. So the high priest in Exodus 29:20 gets his high priestly anointing. It actually happens on Nisan 1, the first day of the first year. You know, we just celebrated that this past week. 1 week ago today, we commemorated it when Stephanie gave a teaching on it. And a couple days ago was Nisan 1, the first day of the first month. First day of the first month of the year. Nisan 1. On that day is actually when the tabernacle, the Mishkan, gets put up and it gets anointed and consecrated, and so does the priest on Nisan 1. And this is the blessing that the priest gets. Take some of its blood, this is blood of the ram, sacrificed ram, and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear. Are we familiar with this type of blessing? The lobe of the right ear and his son's right ears. And the thumbs of their right hands and big toes of their right feet. Are we familiar with that blessing? It's the right earlobe, the right thumb, and the right big toe. That is the anointing of the high priest, the Kohen HaGadol, the high priest. It's an exclusive anointing, exclusive. For the high priest, there's one other, that gets this exact same priestly anointing. See, this leper, this one that had this spiritual illness that started to permeate around the camp, had to be quarantined. But the high priest is good, because the high priest represents Yeshua. Every week, he would go outside the camp, he would leave his place, and go outside the camp and check on him, make sure that everything's okay. Make sure that is he healed or is he still erupting? See, we don't do that with people, right? We kick him out and we never speak to him again. The high priest always goes to those that are outside the camp quarantined. How you doing? Is it still erupting? Get it? Erupting. It says erupting. Is it still erupting? Oh, still is? Okay. Still quarantined. A week later, hey, how you doing? Checking in on you again. This is what the high priest does. Every week, he's got to go out, leave his place. Leave his place, leave the tabernacle where he worked, go outside the camp to this outcast, who's spiritually sick and physically sick. Check up on him. How you doing? Oh, still eruptions? Okay. But once the high priest declares him clean, once this thing is done, and I believe because this leper that we read about in the Gospels, when he said, if you're willing, make me clean, and when we know that now he's asking not just for his physical illness, but a spiritual illness, I believe that when he approached Yeshua, those words are actually words of repentance. Make me clean is forgive me. Forgive me for my sinfulness. And when the high priest says, okay, this person is now clean, this quarantined one, this outcasted one, comes back in. And what anointing is he given? We learn in our Torah portion, the priest shall put it, the blood, on the lobe of the right ear. Come on, somebody. The thumb of the right hand and the big toe of the right foot. The same blessing, the same anointing that is limited to the high priest and the high priest alone, not the Levites, not the laity, the high priest and the high priest alone, the leper who has repented, is cleansed, and comes back into society is given the same thing. Let's get back to the scripture that says, the glory which you have given me, I give to them. Yeshua is the high priest. Yeshua is the high priest. He's the one that has that anointing. And we are the wretches. We are the lepers. We are the outcasts. We are the ones that are not allowed into the camp, into the kingdom. But when he declares us clean, when we repent, when we come before him, when he says, you are now clean, we as wretches, as lepers, are brought into the camp. And he gives us the same anointing. We are a kingdom of priests. Does it not say that we are a kingdom of priests? We are a kingdom of priests. Who would have known that the kingdom of priests is a leper colony that we are a part of? And he declares us clean, and the high priest himself gives the leper the same exact blessing. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And then we, with that blessing, and part of being a nation of priests, we get to go out there to that generation. May generation Y be generation Yeshua. And go out and be that high priest with that high priest within. And may they accept the Lord and receive that same anointing. And then may everybody have that same anointing, that high priest anointing. Thank you, Father. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.